This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, the number of Coloradans who say they can't afford regular meals has tripled since the start of the pandemic. Governor Polis is proposing a stimulus package as part of his next state budget. The West's biggest cities have been growing while using less water, and public lands groups are opposed to new rules on electric bikes from the Bureau of Land Management. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
On the Front Range, Aurora is now the third large Colorado city to pass cutting-edge campaign finance reform in the last 3 years, reports the Colorado Sun. Denver and Lakewood have also passed major reforms. Aurora's bipartisan reforms set campaign contribution limits for the first time, increase transparency and disclosure requirements, provide stronger oversight and enforcement, and reduce the outsized influence of big money in campaigns. Telluride TV is off the air after 36 years, reports the Telluride Daily Planet. The public access station pulled the plug last week due to several factors worsened by the COVID-19 pandemic. Funding had been decreasing, and the station also lost its channel in Mountain Village and its studio spaces. And the widespread use of Zoom and streaming services also made the station less necessary. The body of a man found in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison was recovered over the weekend, according to the Montrose County Sheriff's Department. The deceased is presumed to be Walter Kent Jackson, 18, of North Carolina. He was a student at Western Colorado University who was last seen October 21st, reports the Montrose Daily Press. The body was found October 23rd, next to the wreckage of a vehicle matching the missing student's, but could not be recovered for several days due to bad weather. People who had to evacuate from their homes due to the East Troublesome Fire near Estes Park and Granby were allowed back into the area on Sunday and Monday, reports Colorado Public Radio. Many had been out of their homes since October 20th. The fire, the second largest in Colorado history at more than 190,000 acres, destroyed more than 300 homes and more than 100 barns and garages. Mesa County is seeing a big jump in COVID-19 cases, reaching a new single-day high last Saturday with 118 new cases. Nearly half of Mesa County's cases the past 2 weeks have come from people under 40. The county's positive case rate is now at 1,824. As case numbers continue to rise, residents are asked to avoid close contact settings, such as close-range conversations, confined spaces with poor ventilation, and crowds in places with many people nearby. Delta County libraries are celebrating local and independent authors during November. Book displays at every library feature books written and published by local authors. Free writing kits are also available with a journal, mechanical pencil, and a quote from a local author. Contact your local library to learn more. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
Governor Jared Polis is proposing a $1.3 billion stimulus package as part of his budget plan for next year. KVNF's Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
The governor's economic recovery plan includes $105 million in tax relief and direct payments to restaurants and other businesses that have been devastated by the coronavirus pandemic. He's also vowing to set aside tens of millions of dollars for housing assistance and to restore funding slashed from this year's education budget.
As we begin to recover, we don't want to just get back to where we were before. We want an even better Colorado, an even better America.
The plan also includes nearly $80 million in spending to prevent future wildfires, but it will be up to state lawmakers to decide how much of it will go forward. And even the governor admits there still is a lot of economic uncertainty that could change the numbers. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
A new study finds many of the West's biggest cities have been able to keep growing while using less water. Reporter Luke Runyon has the story.
Cities reducing their use include Denver, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Tucson. Brian Richter co-authored the study with researchers at the University of Virginia. He says a big part of the savings is in switching to water-efficient landscaping.
You know, if half or more of the total city's water use is going to outdoor watering, that's really an important thing for these cities to be focused on.
Richter says the findings are encouraging for those worried that the region's population growth will lead to massive shortfalls in water supplies. And he says there's plenty of room for even more cities to take conservation seriously. I'm Luke Runyon.
The Bureau of Land Management has published its final rule on electric bikes, also known as e-bikes. Several public lands groups oppose it. Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
The rule is different from Interior Secretary David Bernhardt's 2019 order that said e-bikes shall be allowed where other types of bicycles are allowed. Instead, it'll be up to local BLM field offices to conduct an environmental review and then decide. A federal judge recently deemed William Perry Penley's position as acting director of the BLM illegal. Penley is now serving as a deputy director.
We're going to defer to our district managers and our field managers, wherever they happen to be, and say, what works for you?
Jeff Rook is with the group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. He says the rule won't halt the group's lawsuit. It's suing the Department of Interior over the initial e-bikes order.
This appears to be more of an ideological decision that was made on high from officials of the Trump administration.
The rule goes into effect 30 days after it's published in the Federal Register. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
About 30% of Coloradans in a new poll say they can't afford regular meals, a rate that's tripled since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. And hunger-fighting advocates are urging lawmakers to increase food assistance programs to help. Diane Bernard reports for Colorado News Connection.
The survey on hunger in Colorado also shows among people of color, almost 40% are struggling to put food on the table, compared to 25% of whites. Ellie Agar with Hunger Free Colorado, which released the report, notes that blacks and Latinos were disproportionately affected by the pandemic on all fronts.
They might have had underlying health conditions that led to higher rates of not only sickness, but actually death during the pandemic. And a lot of that does have some systemic roots in just lack of access to regular food or in health care.
Agar's group is calling on Congress to boost SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, by 15% for the foreseeable future and continue emergency pandemic allotments. She says Congress also needs to prioritize food assistance in any COVID relief package. Agar says some progress was made in curbing children's hunger in the state thanks to the pandemic EBT program, but 45% of households with kids are still food insecure, and nearly half of parents polled say they were fine before the pandemic, but now worry about covering expenses in the next few months. One reason, she notes, is the loss of free or low-cost school meals while schools are partially closed.
Many schools are actually returning to remote learning, so this is a continued problem for our state. As children are at home and they don't have the breakfast or the lunch or the after-school snacks that might have been a key nutritional support for them in the past.
The survey also finds that hunger remains a top concern for about 1 in 5 Coloradans, and almost 10% of Colorado residents say they've had to skip or cut back on meals to make ends meet during the pandemic. For Colorado News Connection, I'm Diane Bernard.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.